Well, good evening, everybody. I'm actually surprised there are people here. during the week, Jamie Martin kept texting me. He said, "I won't be there." That's always wonderful when somebody invites you to come to speak and leaves town when you come. And maybe he knows something you don't know. And then he followed that up with, "Well, Abel is in Wawa. He won't be there. And his wife Emily and the boys, they're with her parents in Manitoulin Island. They won't be there." And then there are people at Northland Bible Camp, including my son William, and they won't be there. So I'm quite surprised. Evidently, you did not get the memo that they got to leave town. So wonderful to be with you again, and grateful for your prayers. I trust you can rejoice in the fact, well, I won't say that I look well, but I feel well. And in the past several months, after 42 years of travel, and at age 72, last year was one of the busiest years that I have been allowed by our Lord to serve Him. I covered 30 of the United States in 6 months last year. I say that not to boast. I say that to give praise to the Lord who gave me strength to visit those states and to minister the Word of God. I am glad once again that I am back, but you will notice it's not the middle of the winter anymore. As I was sharing with my brother, that was Gary McBride's idea. Oh, many years ago, he said, "You know, have you ever thought about going up to the Northland in January? They don't get anybody." He wanted to say the word crazy enough, but he kind of stopped. Crazy enough to go up there at that time of the year, except maybe a guy from Kapuskasing, Ontario. And so he arranged an itinerary for me here in Elk Lake and Uliskard and Matheson and Iroquois Falls and Shaplo, et cetera, et cetera. And then I would find out that every time I would travel at minus 35, our brother was enjoying ministering the Word of God in Florida. And that didn't quite seem very well. And I want you to know that Gary is no longer in my will. Not that there was very much to leave to him anyway. I am sure you would agree. The world in which we are presently living in is getting increasingly dark. In the days prior to the promised return of our resurrected Lord Jesus Christ in power and in glory. Now, that being said, those that have been redeemed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus, shed at Calvary for the remission of sins, and I trust you are included in that company. We who are His children are not to be shocked. We're not to be startled. We're not to be perplexed with the world such as it is in our day. For we are not only those who have had the eyes of our understanding opened so as to understand the times in which we live, but we have been given a sure and an abiding hope. And at no time was this made clearer to me than on a sunny morning, 23 years ago. As you are already aware, my lovely wife Laura, who extends her loving regards, have you ever met her? Doubting Thomas is everywhere. I keep meeting people. They say, we're not entirely convinced you're married. We've never seen your wife. So now I have to produce the evidence. One of these days, if the Lord be not come, it would be my delight to bring my sweetheart. And thank you for praying for her during my absences, often away from home. But as you are aware, my Laura and I were called in the early 1980s into a gospel ministry to transportation employees in Canada and in the United States. Now, when I was home in Mississauga, or when I was not traveling in the field, I would invariably visit transportation facilities in the metropolitan area of Toronto. And always, I stress always, on Fridays. That pattern was always the same for years, except one occasion. And I still do not know. Surely it was of the Lord, no doubt, but only once. Did I travel or did I visit transportation facilities in the GTA on a day other than Friday? I visited on a Tuesday. And surely you're looking at me, so what's the big deal? My first visit that Tuesday morning was to a Canadian Pacific Railroad facility located about 10 miles from our townhouse in Mississauga. And to be perfectly honest, I was not looking forward with much glee to visit that workplace. For in times past, when I had done so, I had not been treated with scorn, no.